Hello, hello, everyone. Welcome, Amanda Grace. Yes, we are live. It is July 22nd, 2024. Hello to everybody jumping on in the United States and around the world. We're so happy to have you. I see people from Michigan, Texas, Brooklyn, Pennsylvania. I didn't even know there's Brooklyn, Pennsylvania. Oh, Brooklyn, our neighbors, our borough neighbors are here as well. Oh, let's see who else. UK, hello to our friends across the pond in England, California, Texas, St. Louis, Missouri. Welcome, Ohio, Mississippi, Florida. It feels like Romper Room, doesn't it, when I do this? You remember Romper Room when you were a kid and you just read the names at the end? So, oh, Connecticut, our neighbors in Connecticut are here. That's wonderful. So hello to everybody who's jumped. Germany. Wow. Hello to our friends in Germany tonight and Ireland. Wow. Europe is representing here tonight on this broadcast. They're all showing up. We're very happy to have you. So welcome, welcome, everybody. We will see if we could keep control of some of the animals tonight. We always have to police them a little bit, but Sadie seems to have left and we'll see if she comes back in. So welcome, welcome to our moderators and our Mark Ark of Grace team. Thank you for helping us do what we do for the Lord. I'm going to open up in prayer and then we're going to talk about some things at the beginning, but we have some very serious things to get into. This is a very critical hour that we are in. Many of you know what happened yesterday. It was the, how shall we put it, heard round the world. The exit heard round the world. Yeah, something of that nature with Biden leaving the race. And we're going to get into all of this. So Deutschland, someone's from Deutschland, apparently. Okay. Well, hello, hello, hello. Okay. Let me open up in prayer. I'm going to give you updates. And then we are going to get into everything prophetic tonight of what's going on. So Father God, in the precious name of your son, Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, we come before you this day. We praise you. You are almighty God. You are high and lifted up far above every power, principality, and might. Father, we humble ourselves before you this day. Father, asking you to forgive us of our sins and cleanse us of all unrighteousness, Father God. Lord, we acknowledge that you sent your son, Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus Christ, to the earth, and the word became flesh and dwelt among us. He was the Passover lamb, the sacrifice for our sins. He willingly died at Calvary. He purchased us by the shedding of his own blood. He redeemed us. He set us free. He reconciled us back to you, Lord. He rose again miraculously in 3 days, ascended back into heaven, took his victorious rightful place at the right hand of the Father, where he rules and reigns forevermore. He is our advocate before your throne without ceasing, and we honor that before you this day. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, we welcome your presence, the presence of Ruach Elohim, the Spirit of the living God, and the presence of the Holy Spirit, the Ruach HaKodesh, to fill this place, Lord. Father, that the weight of your glory would fall and go forth, that people would tangibly feel your presence, that your power and might would mightily go forth tonight, Father God, in Jesus' name, Lord, and touch those watching, Lord. That your power would move, Father, within the atmosphere, Lord, in Jesus' name, that your word would go out ahead of us tonight, Lord. Father, I ask in Jesus' name, you fill us with your wisdom, counsel, might, power, and the reverential fear of the Lord. By the power of the blood of Jesus Christ, by the Spirit of the one true living God, may only the truth and power of Almighty God with authority now come forth, Lord, in Jesus' name. Father, take all the glory for yourself, Father. You are the potter. We most simply just the clay of the author and finisher of our faith. Father, in Jesus' name, we rebuke every attack tonight, Father God, every bit of censorship and slander, Father God. We rebuke it in the name of Jesus Christ. We command it bound and cast back to the dry places and areas you have designated, Lord, to be bound there in the name of Jesus Christ and not return, nor have anything sent in its place. Father, take all the glory for yourself. You are the potter, most certainly just the clay on the wheel. We are, without your breath of life in us, we don't have life, Father God. Lord, it is because of you. Every breath we take is because of you. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord, Father. And we give you all the honor, glory, and praise, Father God. Let your name be glorified above all. In the name of Jesus Christ, Father God, we pray. Amen and amen. And Lord, we just say again, by the power of the blood of Jesus Christ, by the Spirit of the one true living God, may only the truth and power of Almighty God with authority now come forth in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Okay, I got Sadie on the computer. Amen and amen. Okay, so I'll do the updates first. I'm going to do them briefly because I want to make sure that I can get through them and I'm okay, which I think I am. But on Friday night, Diesel passed away. Diesel went home to be with the Lord on Friday night. Friday evening, I got a call from Dr. Cook, and Diesel had collapsed and his heart had stopped. And they actually thought he was turning the corner, and they revived him, and he had a seizure. And Dr. Cook called me on emergency and said, Amanda, if I get him up, he's going to go right back down. And I said, well, I could get dressed. I'll come down right now. And he said, you're not going to make it in time. So I just asked Dr. Cook to do one thing in his team. And I said, just please hold Diesel and love him when you have to put him down. That's all I'm asking you to do. And he said, I promise you we're going to do that. And so my tallit was on Diesel. That's why I'm not wearing it tonight. I have another one that I'm going to start using. My tallit was on Diesel. And so Dr. Cook had the whole team gather around him and hold him as they put him down. And 10 minutes later, he wrote me and he said he peacefully passed. And he said, I'm going to leave the tallit on Diesel, which touched me very much that a doctor would want to do that. Would a doctor would think to want to leave the tallit on Diesel, but he said, I'm going to leave it on him. And he said, you did more for that horse than anyone would have ever thought to do. So my conscience is clear that I did everything in my power, and I left it up to God about when it was time for Diesel. And God did extend his time. The Lord could have taken him 2 weeks ago, and he extended his time. And so that happened. And the reason why I didn't come back on and broadcast, that happened later on in the week, but Moses passed away. Moses, our Passover lamb, on the hottest day of the year, we had fans going for them and we had a lot of shade and he was acting fine. And all of a sudden he wasn't fine. And we started doing life-saving measures on him, and the doctor was, within an hour, the doctor was going to show up. And his name is Dr. Angel, which is quite amazing, but his name is Dr. Angel. And so we attempted life-saving measures on Moses. Moses had not been well since he's a baby. You know, this is a sanctuary. It's not a petting zoo. So the animals that come here are not well to begin with. And some of them are, some of the animals are miraculously restored. Some of them are given extended time by God. And then sometimes they come at the end of their life. And we have to love them through that. And that's one of the hardest things. But Moses had not been right since he was born. And I'm going to tell you something very sobering about this. Moses died in my arms. Dr. Angel showed up. He did an ultrasound. They were trying to work on him. And he died in my arms. So I got a small taste of what the Lord, it felt like for the Lord to lose his Passover lamb. And Moses died 3 days after they attempted to assassinate President Trump. And a Passover lamb is meant to die in the place of someone else. And it's a very, it's very prophetic how this happened. It's very prophetic how this happened. And we did everything we could for Moses. I mean, we don't spare any expense here. We had fans going. We have shade for them. We have big cold water buckets for them to dip their heads in. I mean, we have everything here for them to help them along. But he at 2.5 years old, and the vet also said, you know, it could have just been his time because he has not been right since he's a baby. But Dr. Angel is the one who put his hands on Moses when he passed, and he goes, Amanda, he's with the Lord now. So that was hard, but it was also very prophetic. So it was very sad what happened. I thank God for the time I had with Moses, and hopefully the Lord sends another, and he always does. So hopefully the Lord sends another for us, because we really loved him. And these things happen. And, you know, Moses was a Passover lamb. And Passover lambs do have a call on their life sometimes. And this could have just been Moses's in the timing of it. It was 3 days after that assassination attempt that it happened. And we tried everything. And when I tell you everything, I mean everything we tried. So I just wanted to let you all know that. And I thank you for all your condolences. Moses and Diesel are together. And Don A. Clement, she was so sweet. She said to me, Amanda, don't worry. My dad will take care of them. in heaven. They're, my dad will watch out for them, which was very sweet. So I just wanted to give you an update on that. Thank you. Yeah, he was amazing. So it was a wonderful experience to have raised him. It was. I may even write a book about it called Raising Moses, because it was such an experience to raise him and then have to lose him. And that's kind of, in a way, what Mary went through. She raised Jesus and then she had to lose him. And so I got a small taste of what that is like. But we'll always remember Moses. He's special. But this is what we do at the sanctuary. And this is one of the hardest parts of what we do is we have to love animals that are not well and love them, you know, sometimes right into the arms of the Lord. So sometimes we have to do that. And it's part of the job, and it's hard, and it hurts, and it's a calling to do it. But you know what? We do it because God has called us to do it. So I just wanted to let you all know that as we move on. But thank you for all your thoughts and prayers and all of your help with Diesel. Those of you who blessed us to help us with Diesel having a horse in the hospital, I'm not even going to tell you what the cost of it is to try to treat. But horses, the hay is not expensive. The feed is not expensive. It's when they get hospitalized because they're over 1,000 pounds that all of a sudden, you know, it gets expensive. But my conscience is clear, knowing I did everything I could and I left it up to the Lord, and I placed Diesel at the Lord's altar and I gave him to the Lord. And I said, Lord, you do as you see fit. And his life got extended. Diesel would have died sooner. So Diesel did get his life extended. And we praise the Lord for that. So thank you, everybody. I appreciate that. And so I just wanted to let you all know that, and we'll move on now. I'm okay. I just, you know, you have to grieve and you have to go through it. And I've been pretty okay for the past 2 days. So I have my moments, but I've been pretty okay. And so, yeah, but we'll always remember Diesel and Moses, and now they're together. So that's what's important. Okay. So next thing, now we'll go on to some happier notes here. Now that I got this out of the way, I just wanted to tell all of you, because you're all so good and you all want updates on the animals and you love them too. So I just wanted to make sure that you knew that. The next thing I want to talk about, because I have a list here, is George Magazine. Now, I'm still trying to process this, but we're going to show you the cover of this month's George Magazine, because somebody made the cover of George Magazine. Yep. Yours truly made the cover of George Magazine. You can get it at georgemagazine.com. It's out right now. It actually went on sale today, I believe. And so, yep, I made the cover of George Magazine. I'm still trying to process how I feel about having my face on a magazine. It's a little strange, but I thank Mr. Gene Ho and Dave Blaze. They reached out to me. They said, Amanda, we want you on the cover of July's George Magazine. And I was very touched and honored. And I give all glory to God for it. And so you can go buy it at georgemagazine.com. They also, there's a cover story in there. So basically they interviewed me for the cover story. And they asked me about the sanctuary as well. So I talk about the sanctuary too. I talk about prophecy. I talk about America. So they interviewed me for that. So you can go if you would like and purchase that. But I thank them again for that. That was an honor. Okay. I think that's it. Unless we have picks, then okay, we're moving on. We're moving on into the cray cray that's going on. I can't even, honestly, there are no words. I'm Italian. I always have words, and I have no words for what's going on in this nation right now. No words whatsoever. So we got clips for you too, to show you clips of when I prophesied from the Lord, the things that were prophesied. So as many of you know, and we have the news article, before we get into the prophecy, we'll show the news articles. Joe Biden dropped out of the race yesterday. He got C-19. He ran away to Delaware and then he dropped out. This is what we know. And so all the news agencies, it was like a firestorm. My phone was blowing up. Chris, because he can't like type a long text, and he's at a what is it called, a minor league baseball game with some of his family members. All I do is I get a text and it says Biden down. That's all it said. And I'm like, oh, Chris found out too. He knows too. So do we have any news articles for we could put up? And then we're going to get into the prophecy and the other things that are linked to this that are going on. So let's see here. Do we have the news article? Yeah. Okay. It's coming. And I'm trying to keep Sadie from walking across the computer again. This is why my arm is like reached out right now. Okay. Here we go. President Joe Biden tests positive for C-19, a pivotal moment in re-election. Oh, how convenient that it just suddenly came back. I thought you were inoculated, Joe. What happened? I thought that's what was going on there. So basically, these are the kind of odd things that came out. And then the articles about, I don't know if we have those, but the articles about him actually exiting the race. Do we have any of those? Okay, they're saying yes. So we'll show that too. And then we are going to talk about it. Here we go. All right, commentator Halperin. Now, this came out before the weekend. This came out on Thursday or Friday, this article. Biden exit from White House race likely this weekend. So that came out Friday, and they were kind of, they had sources that were saying this. Those sources were indeed correct. And Biden withdrew. He endorsed Kamala. Now, the thing about this is, he endorsed Kamala. They don't got to pick Kamala. So this, even though he endorsed her at the DNC, they don't got to pick her. And I think they're going to have a mini election of sorts with a cast of characters. They're better off putting Snoopy up there, Garfield, and a host of others, seriously, for their candidate right now, because it is slim pickings on that side. But this is what they're going to do. And we are going to get into now everything that is connected to this, everything. We're going to even go back 4 or 5 years in prophecy for this, to talk about all this. So we have a clip from August 31st, 2021. So this clip is almost 3 years old, this word from the Lord. And now much shall be required of them, for it is as the kingdom shall be torn away from Saul, says the Lord of hosts. And just when Athaliah thinks it's up for grabs, something unprecedented in your nation shall occur. As I, the Lord, raise leaders up and I cause them to fall, for they have desecrated what is holy. They have mocked my authority, meaning the Lord. They have praised the gods of gold and silver and principalities. O Belshazzar, the hand is coming, for the writing on the wall is at hand. That's from the book of Daniel. Mene, mene, tekel, upharsin, in all capitals. You shall be judged and found wanting, and those propping you up shall be judged as well. For this is a shadow presidency within a shadow government, says the Lord this day. A prop, a ruse, and puppets are indeed disposable, says the Lord thy God this day. Okay, so that's from almost 3 years ago, that word of the Lord that was pointing at this. We're going to go back to the dream of Biden in bed too, because that came to pass also. That is in the middle of coming to pass before our very eyes. And we'll go back to that as well. August 2nd, 2022. And says the Lord of hosts, bait fish to catch a larger. Bait fish indeed have been thrown out for a catch. Oh, they are chumming the waters, says the Lord. And I, the Lord God, as you, O leaders who have been stolen from, I, the Lord your God, will order your steps. I shall reveal the blueprint, but you must listen. That's capital. So you do not, that's capital, get caught in deep waters. That's capital. as the temptation is there, says the Lord of hosts, for there are those lurking in the deep, seeking an occasion to take out entire family lines, says the Lord of hosts. They are seeking an occasion to throw out their nets for a catch and pin the people down as they poke and prod them as cattle, says the Lord of hosts. For all the shuffling is being brought to the surface, as even a garland shall lose their prestige, for the deals they made, the blood that was shed, and the refuse that was created from such foolish, sloppy policy, says the Lord of hosts this day. So that was almost 2 years ago. Bait fish to catch a larger. So basically, this came out right. I gave this word right before the Mar-a-Lago raid. This word of the Lord, I believe, is right before they raided Mar-a-Lago or close to it. Or there might have been another one from 2023, but this one came, I know, before the Mar-a-Lago raid. Now, October 6, 2022, we have the clip of this when I gave this word from the Lord, so we'll play it. And says the Spirit of the Lord this day, a strange plan shall begin to unfold in your nation. Strange indeed, says the Lord, for the liberalness thinks it has found a loophole to thread the needle, to bait and switch, to under the guise of deception, illness and timing can seamlessly switch the leadership. However, says the Lord, they have miscalculated their timing. That's capitalized. Okay, so a strange plan shall begin to unfold in your nation. The liberalness thinks it has found a loophole to thread the needle, to bait and switch under the guise of deception, illness, and timing. Can we put up that C19 news article again? Deception, illness, timing. So we'll put that back up for you. There we go. Illness, right? Deception. And the timing of it coming just, 6 or 7 days after they attempted to assassinate Trump? So that was the three things. Illness, deception, and timing. There was also a word from October 6, 2022 that said, I, the Lord thy God, am dealing with the Athaliahs as well, and the spirit behind them, and ancient demons, says the Lord of hosts. One shall try and destroy another as a very public squabble breaks loose amongst the Athaliahs and further smears their party name. Watch for this now. Watch for this, because the Athaliahs are going to start fighting and jockeying for position now, because they think Ahaziah is out of the way. I mean, they're really going to start going at each other. So just watch for this, because that was part of the same prophecy. April 28th, 2023, we have the clip of this that we can show the Lord. And says the Spirit of the Lord this day, this election cycle that is coming upon you shall be the most baffling, shocking, and head-scratching that has occurred. Most shocking, baffling, and head-scratching that has occurred. Yes, that has checked every box. This is the most baffling, shocking, and head-scratching that we have ever seen in an election cycle in a very, very long time. Let's see here. March 22nd, 2023, we have the clip of this. We'll play the clip for you right now. However, a fall off a high seat shall leave those unable to continue in their half charade. Bait and switch, says the Lord. Indict and switch at the same time. This shall be attempted, says the Lord. A fall off a high seat shall leave those unable to continue in their half charade. We've watched that happen. That is happening before our very eyes. Now, December 11th, 2023. We're going to go through all these. I'm going to read this to you. Thus says the Lord, the Rose Garden, just watch, says the Lord, the events that unfold and what is spoken out of such a place that has many thorns hidden in such bushes, says the Lord. Time is short, leaders, to repent, time is short. Abate and switch, says the Lord. Abate and switch, watch for the subtlety, says the Lord, watch for them. Some are trading their sons for their position, says the Lord. They are putting their sons on the wall as a sacrifice. Others, their sons shall rise up in the coming season and be placed in higher positions they initially did not want. However, I, the Lord, am prodding them. And then the Lord says, don't be a wise guy, says the Lord. Be a wise guy, capital, instead, for you do not think you need me, but you shall see, says the Lord, you shall see. That statement right there was pinpointed at that assassination attempt. You don't think you need me, says the Lord, but oh, you need me. And the Lord proved it last Saturday that Donald Trump very much needs him. That Donald Trump is not going to be able to do this without the Lord and surrendering and staying under that yoke, right? Because the Lord's saying, you don't think you need me, but you're going to see, says the Lord, that you need me. And that is what is coming out now. Okay. January 22nd, 2024. We got some other interesting things to tie this into too, where you're going to be like, what in the world? It's coming. Don't worry. It's coming in a few minutes. January 22nd, 2024, the Lord thy God. Oh, there's Toby. I saw people say Toby in the chat and I was like, where's Toby? Toby's here. Okay. Let's see here. Okay. So he talks about the Lord staring that division down. He says, I'm looking it in its evil, perverse eyes, and as it trembles, my holy angels are dispatched to drag it back to the pits from which it came from. For I, the Lord thy God, in this hour am pouring out my glory. I am pouring it out. I am bringing my people not only out of Egypt. Egypt is coming out of them. The idols are coming out of them. The idols are coming out of the highest seats in the land. You may cling to the horns of the altar, but you will not stand in a seat. I, the Lord, have anointed and appointed for such a time. So cleave unto me, my children. Know that I am the Word. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Receive it. Activated. It is your weapon right now against a very, very trembling and nervous kingdom of darkness, as they have been baited to fall in this hour. They have been baited to fall in this hour. By my power and your faith, behold, I have given it unto you this day. Use it, for they shall lift the name of my son above this nation into the airwaves, into the air, and there shall be a shout of victory from my people by the end of this, if you stay the course. Thus says the Lord of hosts, in Jesus' name. So that was from January 22nd, 2024. May 28th, 2024. Is when I talked about, if April is the sixth hour and darkness comes over the land in the sixth hour, it's going to last till the ninth hour, July, and this assassination attempt happened within that window. It happened in July. And I had a pastor friend remind me, and he said, don't you remember what you said to me on the phone? He said, you remember? He said, you don't remember, but I do. He said, you said the Lord is going to grab Donald Trump by the ear and turn him. So he said, this is what you said to me on the phone. And it just flew out of my mouth. Then I remembered when he said it, I remembered we were having a discussion about this privately. And that is what God said. Now, go to June 8th, 2024. We're going to go through the whole word of June 8th, but prophesy to the valley of bones, all capitals, in your nation, that the grave will release its grip and your nation comes forth from the tomb of Sodom it was so placed in. Know this day, I am God, there is no other. A historic and unprecedented time calls for such measures. So he's calling it a historic and unprecedented time. Now, you have it on also May 17th, 2022, which is over 2.5 years earlier. You shall see the unprecedented and unexpected happen in political races in your nation. You shall see those who walk with me win. When it was broadcast, they would not, says the Lord of hosts. I, the Lord, am assembling the team, the spiritual team for the next leaders, says the Lord. I have called them by name to wake up and sound the alarm to the nation. Okay, so let's show the picture of Speaker Johnson. We're just going to show you this. Here it is. House Speaker Mike Johnson sent a post. President Biden must. So he's upset about this, basically, Mike Johnson. But he says, at this unprecedented juncture in American history, We must be clear about what just happened. The Democrat Party forced the Democrat nominee off the ballot just over 100 days before the election. Now, why the number 100 is so important, I'm going to tell you. But he's saying at this unprecedented juncture, what did May 17, 2022 and June 8, 2024 say? Unprecedented. You shall see the unprecedented and unexpected happen in political races in your nation. Why 100 is important. There was 100 years between when Jonah prophesied destruction on Nineveh that the Lord relented of because they repented. And 100 years later, Nahum, right, says, okay, you're done, Nineveh. You're done. We're closing up shop. And he prophesied the destruction of Nineveh. It was a 100-year cycle. 1924, the Olympics were in Paris, France. 100 years later, in the year 2024, that the eclipse passes over more than 8 cities named Nineveh in the United States of America, you have the 100 years between 1924 and 2024, where the Olympics again were in Paris, France. Now, Speaker Johnson is saying they've ousted him 100 days. This number 100 keeps coming up. 100 days before the election, his own party ousts him. So this 100, you know, and its connection to the cycles of judgment and, you know, of Nineveh, this all ties together. So I just wanted to show that to you. Now, October 6, 2020, we have the clip of this. Now, let me preface this before we play the clip. I was on top of a mountain when I prophesied this from the Lord. I was in Windham, New York, on top of a mountain with demons, not happy I was there. And it was Chris's birthday. And the Lord wakes me up during the night and gives me this word. I call it the Clash of the Titans word. And I prophesy this October 6, 2020, from the top of a mountain. And we're going to play the clip for you. There shall be a clash of the titans in Washington, D.C., the likes of which has never been seen. Historic, says the Lord of hosts this day. However, in clashes, there shall come forth casualties, and there shall be those exposed in both parties who have been liaisons for wicked interests of foreign entities, says the Lord of hosts this day. Both parties capitalized. And a core shall arise and come forth, a core that fight and stands for truth. My capitalized word of truth, says the Lord, my truth shall go forth in the midst and expose a chain gang of players, all working together to overthrow not only the foundation of the United States of America, but, capitalized, all sense of morality and faith in God. They are looking for a demolition, says the Lord, and a demolition they shall receive upon their own heads. Watch and see, says the Lord of hosts this day. The trumpet will sound, the trumpet will sound. In the midst, the trumpet will sound, says the Lord. For I, the Lord, am making an unexpected move that will catch the enemy, his alliance, and those involved in the darkest of dealings off guard, off kilter. A surprise attack, capitalized, shall pierce and puncture their plans. They will draw their own blood, for those spirits they have been conjuring and calling upon are out for blood and highly competitive, my capitalized children. This is where you shall see the most shocking infighting occurring within groups. There is one major player in particular who shall publicly fall fast and hard, branded for what they are, says the Lord of hosts this day. You shall see Jay Sekulo arise within the mist yet again, says the Lord, for my mantle of law and order is upon him. My spirit rests upon him, and my wisdom dwells within him. He shall be compelled to the forefront very soon. Watch for this, for it is a sign that the defense of the wicked shall fall, says the Lord. Okay, so that was, and thank you for playing that. I'm just trying to get my notes back up. That was almost 4 years ago. Now, there's something about this word when it says, "For I, the Lord, am making an unexpected move that will catch the enemy, his alliance, and those involved in the darkest of dealings off guard," off kilter, a surprise attack. Now, that assassination attempt on Trump was a surprise attack. What surprised them even more is that he was turned and they missed him. They missed their mark. Shall pierce and puncture their plans. So the Lord's going to do a surprise counter against them, and it's going to pierce and puncture their plans. This could have very much been talking about this assassination attempt, because it talks about the clash of the titans, liaisons for wicked interests of foreign entities being exposed in both parties. This was before the 2020 election. In this same word, the Lord said, "You are about to enter turbulence." Now, when I had prophesied that from the Lord, where we were about to enter turbulence, it didn't sound like to me that Donald Trump was going to outright win the 2020 election when that was prophesied. And that was in the same word as this one. And you see the most shocking of infighting occurring within groups. That's how they ousted Biden. They infighted. And it's shocking and it's unprecedented. And the Republicans are up in arms about it, going, "Do you realize what just happened? The Democratic Party just ousted their nominee." So this was almost 4 years ago, this word. And so that's a considerable amount of time. So we just wanted to put that in here as well. I mean, praise the Lord for accuracy. And I just wanted to go through that with you, because that word was pointing at what we see happening right now. And so there's something else that nobody is really talking about that we need to discuss. Now, I don't know if I don't think I sent pictures. Hold on. I might be able to do this real time. Let me go to screenshots, because there was something that I put two and two together in my mind, but I can describe it to you and you can go find it for yourself too. Unless our team wants to look for it as I'm starting to talk about it. January 2nd, 2024, Jesse Waters Live has a psychic and a witch on. Do you all remember this? He has a psychic and a witch on. And she pulls a card having to do with death and loss against Donald Trump. Do you remember this happened? It's the beginning of 2024. Jesse Waters, because he listens to his producers, that producer should be ashamed of themselves that even attempted to play with the fire that is involved in occultic activity. They should be ashamed of themselves for doing that, and they should be rebuked for even thinking this was something that was productive. And so Jesse Waters has her on, and she pulls what looks to be a Grim Reaper. Okay, so it looks to be somebody in a dark cloak having to do with death and loss, and this card is pulled against Donald Trump. Do you remember this now? Because nobody's talking about this, that this happened. And this happens at the beginning of the year. So January to July, right? February, March, April, May, June, July, 6 months later, the attempt happens at 6:11 p.m. So 6 months from the time this card is pulled nationally by a psychic and a witch against Donald Trump, 6 months after, the assassination attempt happens at 6:11 p.m. This is not a coincidence. This is how the kingdom of darkness works. And you had a producer who was the liaison to pump this out into the nation, which was like putting a giant spell out there. This is what this was doing. It was putting a giant spell out there. It was putting a curse of death upon that man. And that's why I got so infuriated. If you remember, I covered this when it first happened and I lost my stuff over it, because I was so infuriated because I knew the seriousness of the demonic and the occult and operating in witchcraft and what it can do. And they pumped this out nationally. And it's by no mistake that 6 months later, at 6:11 p.m., that assassination attempt happened. It is by no mistake. And you know what? I praise the Lord that he told me to keep the date for the night of prayer. That the Lord told me to keep that date, which was the Sunday prior to the incident. The Lord told me, don't you move that date. You keep it for July 7th. And I listened. And I praise the Lord that I heard him and I listened and we kept that date. Now, people are talking about the shots being fired at 6:11 p.m. I want to see if I have it written in here. I don't think I do. But Ephesians 6:11, because people were talking about this, put on the full armor of God so that you may be able to stand up against all the schemes and all the strategies and deceits of the devil. Stand up against. What happened after he went down? He stood back up. You see, that's what makes this scripture verse so important to what happened, that you may be able to stand up against. So when he went down and it happened and he stood up and he raised his fist, that what encompasses what this scripture verse is all about. That when the enemy comes in with his schemes and his plots to steal, kill, and destroy, you put your armor on and you stand against it, and his plan falls. The plans of the enemy falter and they fall. Okay. Let's move on. Let's see here. Oh, yes, July 3rd, 2023. But before I get into this prophecy, I'm just going to say this, that Fox News hosts have to be very careful right now what they are led to do by producers, because you don't know who they serve and who their God is. And a Fox News host can be used as a prop and as a liaison to actually help attempt to put a curse out against an entire nation and cause that nation to fall. And that is a dire warning I'm giving right now to hosts, not only on Fox News, but on CNN, MSNBC, and everything in between. You better watch what you put out there right now, what you say, and what you have on that you think is a funny stunt. Because the Lord is watching, and the Lord just proved his hand. He just proved and put on a demonstration of his power when he did what he did. And if you would like to be the participant of helping the enemy further his agenda in his interest, then this will be your hour. This will be your hour of judgment if that's what you want to do. Okay. July 3rd, 2023. For I am the God of justice. I bring justice of the highest caliber. It is righteous. It is holy. All capitals. You have tipped the scales. You have blinded justice and falsely weighed down the scales to tip in your favor. However, there is about to be a very large swing of the pendulum. And what you have sent forth is about to make a turn and implode from within, says the Lord of hosts. And it shall be a very public disaster, says the Lord, that networks in a panic shall even turn against such as they all see the writing on the wall. This is July 3rd, 2023. Let's show once again the cover of Time magazine from this July. Panic. One word. Panic with Biden walking away out of view. What did this word say from 2023? There was going to be a swing of the pendulum. It shall be a very public disaster, says the Lord, that networks in a panic shall even turn against such as they all see the writing on the wall. After that debate, networks went into a complete full-blown panic. They all did. Time magazine puts out that cover, the word just panic and Joe Biden walking off. That should have been the indication that he was exiting the race. They almost had him exiting the magazine cover. So that should have been our indication that he was going to exit the race. I wanted to read to you Ephesians 6:12 through 17, because we did 6:11 just now. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the powers, against the world forces of this present darkness, against the spiritual forces of wickedness in the heavenly places. Therefore, put on the complete armor of God so that you will be able to resist and stand your ground in the evil day. And having done everything to stand firm, your place fully prepared, immovable. That's what's in parentheses. So stand firm and hold your ground, having tightened the wide band of truth around your waist and having put on the breastplate of righteousness, having strapped on your feet the gospel of peace and preparation. Above all, lift up the protective shield of faith, which you can extinguish all the flames, all the flaming arrows of the evil one, and take the helmet of salvation. That piece of armor is what saved Donald Trump's life. The helmet of salvation. That was the piece of armor right there in the armor of God that saved his life. And the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. You should be putting the armor of God on every day. You can't go into battle without your armor. You can't go into battle unless you're equipped. I do it every day. I encourage you to start doing it every day. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, according to Ephesians chapter 6, I ask you put your whole and complete armor on me this day. Now, I want to take you back to September 1st, 2022. Biden gives a speech. The battle for the soul of the nation. That's the speech. Yep. Read everything Joe Biden said in his Soul of the Nation speech, right? He gave it 2 months before the 2022 midterm elections from the front of Philadelphia's Independence Hall. Now, I'm going to read to you some of this so you can hear what he said. President Joe Biden issued a dire warning for the future of American democracy. American democracy ahead of the midterm elections. We're a republic, Joe. We're a republic. Saying former President Donald Trump and his Republican allies threaten the foundation of our republic. See, he switches back and forth when he wants. So basically, like, he goes back and forth as he feels like. Biden gave the nationally broadcast speech Thursday from the Independence National Historic Park in downtown Philadelphia, where the U.S. Constitution was crafted. Why is he giving this speech from there? Because it's the battle for the soul of the nation speech. The Constitution is tied to the soul of the nation. So therefore, if he's going to try to spiritually override that, he's got to do it from the place where the Constitution was drafted. And this is what he said. I speak to you tonight from sacred ground, because he knows. He knows he's got to go back to ground zero, no pun intended. He's got to go back to where the Constitution was drafted. And American Independence Hall in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Isn't it interesting that he gave the Soul of the Nation speech from Pennsylvania and the assassination attempt on Trump happened in Pennsylvania? Don't you find that correlation and that tie? I don't think that's a coincidence. MAGA forces are determined. He makes us sound like we're some like special ops team. It's the MAGA forces that are after you. Okay. MAGA forces are determined to take this country backwards. Backwards to an America where there is no right to choose, no right to privacy, no right to contraception, no right to marry who you love. Oh, isn't he poetic? They promote authoritarian leaders and they fan the flames of political violence that are a threat to our personal rights, to the pursuit of justice, the rule of law, the very soul of this country. I believe America is at an inflection point, one of those moments that determine the shape of everything that's to come after. You bet it was. And now America must choose to move forward or to move backwards, to build a future or obsess about the past, to be a nation of hope and unity and optimism, or a nation of fear and darkness. This is a nation that rejects violence as a political tool. Oh, really? Isn't that interesting that Joe Biden said that 2 months before the midterms in 2022, and it was those very type of people that tried to take out Donald Trump? We do not encourage violence. We are still Americans who believe in honesty and decency and respect for others, patriotism, liberty, justice for all, hope and possibility. Ladies and gentlemen, we can't be pro-insurrectionists and pro-American. Oh, really? Wasn't George Washington and all of them in a way insurrectionist. They were trying to deal with the circus of that England in imperialism had put upon them. He's saying pro-insurrectionist and pro-American, they're incompatible. We can't allow violence to be normalized in this country. It's wrong. We have to reject political violence. Notice how we keep saying this over and over 2 years before this happens. There's a reason for this. Okay, we have to reject political violence with all the moral clarity and conviction this nation can muster. Now we can't let the integrity of our elections be undermined, for that is a path to chaos. Look, I know politics can be fierce and mean and nasty in America. I get it. I believe in the give and take of politics and disagreement and debate and dissent. We're a big, complicated country, but democracy endures only if we, the people, respect the guardrails of the republic. Only if we, the people, accept the results of free and fair elections. Only if we, the people, see politics not as a total war, but mediation of our differences. I ran for president because I believe we are in a battle for the soul of this nation. Right words, the breath stinks. Kim Clement used to say that. Right words, wrong breath. Right words, the breath absolutely stinks and needs Colgate, Crest, or I don't care which one you choose to clean it out. Because this is a battle for the soul of the nation. This is like the servant girl that followed Paul around going, these are the servants of the Most High God. And it was the right words, but it was the wrong breath. This is the same thing we're dealing with here, okay? Now, I suppose in the word of God, if the Lord can speak through the mouth of an ass, he can speak through the mouth of Joe Biden, I suppose. But this is a case to me that seems like right words, wrong breath. Okay, so we're in a battle for the soul of this nation. I still believe that to be true. I believe the soul is the breath, okay? The life and the essence of who we are. The soul is what makes us. The soul of America is defined by the sacred proposition that all are created equal in the image of God. Right words, wrong breath. Breath stinks. That all are entitled to be treated with decency, dignity, and respect. That all deserve justice and a shot in lives of prosperity and consequence. Look at this. I talk about a battle for the soul of the nation, and Cyrus walks in. I talk about a battle, and he walks right in like a champ. That democracy must be defended. For democracy makes all these things possible. Now, do you notice how we keep switching back and forth between republic, democracy, republic? That's meant to confuse you. That is literally meant to confuse you, confound you, and drive you nuts. It is a republic. We are built upon a republic. This is the way it is. That's not going to change. So in the media, the Mockingbird Digital Age Coliseum Guerrilla Warfare Avatar Media, okay, keep saying that he's a threat to our democracy. He's a threat to our democracy. You're absolutely right, because we're a republic. He is a threat to your democracy. He is a threat to your version of it that you took and flipped on its head and corrupted in order to grow your demonic ideologies. So you're absolutely right about that. Folks, and it's up to us. That's what he says. Democracy begins and will be preserved in we, the people's habits of the heart. You're right, because out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks, Joe, and you've said a mouthful in this speech. In our character, optimism that is tested yet endures, courage that digs deep when we need it, empathy that fuels democracy, the willingness to see each other not as enemies, but as fellow Americans. That is part of that speech. I wanted you to hear it for good reason. I wanted you to hear this for good reason. Oh, I was reading it at 6:11 p.m. Someone just put in the chat, it's 6:11 p.m. And here I am reading The Battle for the Soul of the Nation. You see, God's timing is absolutely perfect. All glory be to God. But this is a battle for the soul of the nation. They have put the soul of the nation and the nation itself in grave clothes and tried to throw it in the tomb of Sodom that they have so led it into. And this is a Lazarus moment for this nation right now. We are at a Lazarus moment in this nation, where when the Lord Almighty, Jesus Christ, calls this country and says, America, come forth. Are we going to come out of that tomb? Because the list is definitely a Lazarus moment that we are fast approaching in this nation. And Jesus in that moment told them to roll the stone away. And they said, Lord, he's been dead 4 days. Now, why did Jesus wait 4 days? Because it's believed that by that point, the soul has exited the body. Otherwise, the Jews could have argued that the man's soul was still in his body and he could have easily woken up. So Jesus waited 4 days, according to their tradition, to go wake Lazarus up. And so roll the stone away. What is the stone? The stone is what is blocking, right? It's in the way. It's blocking off the tomb. It's blocking everybody off from getting to Lazarus, right? And Jesus says, take away the stone. And they roll the stone away. And all he says is, Lazarus, come forth. And Lazarus in his grave clothes comes walking out in front of everybody and scares them. I mean, they were shook. I don't know how else to say it. Whoever was there, they were completely shook. This is a Lazarus moment for this nation right now. The Lord is going to call this nation out of the tomb. And there's going to be many that says, but Lord, it's been dead 4 days. But Lord, if you call it out, it smells. The stone is in the way. Don't do it. And the Lord's going to go, take the stone away. And he's going to call forth for America to come out of the grave that corrupt men and women and wicked ideologies and ancient demons all played a role in placing it in. And we are coming to that very moment. Okay, let me see here. January 27th, 2023. And the Spirit of the Lord says this day, they shall come with chains and fetters to bind you. And if you humbly come to me, capital, I shall break their chains of iron. Their charges shall befall them, for they have been doing even worse in the dark behind the door to the inner chamber. They have met. Four leaders have met from such committees. Now, this is in 2023. And in this meeting, they have discussed a leader swap. Oh, what's happening right now? A leader swap with each one at the table playing a role. Thus says the Lord, they have discussed shutting down grids and markets in key parts of the country. What's happening right now? Oh, they're having this major computer outage that's shutting down markets and banks in key parts of the country to scare the people and herd them like cattle into their plans. The paper that outlines your points and plans shall be revealed, says the Lord. It shall be by one who has had a yoke of conviction come upon them. It shall surprise you, says the Lord. It shall. Now, we have that news article from the Daily Mail when it broke about the four leaders' names that were involved in this. And the Daily Mail actually broke this article. And it happened recently. So if we have it, I'll show it to you. Let's see if we have it. From the Daily Mail. Because this was recent that it happened. And they had four leaders' names on this article that this man had a source and basically exposed the four leaders' names. Schumer and Pelosi was two of them. And then there were two other names. But in this word from January 27, 2023, it says four leaders have met from such, and they have discussed a leader swap, and they have discussed shutting down grids and markets in key parts of the country. Both are happening right now. Both are happening. Let's see if we're able to, are we able to find that? The Daily Mail, no? Okay, so maybe you can look it up online. It's the Daily Mail article with the four, yeah, they broke it about, it was Schumer, Pelosi, Obama, I think, and Hillary, and it was the four of them. So we'll keep talking and they'll look for it and we'll come back to it. So I wanted to show you something else too that's interesting, because people have been talking a lot about this Leviticus and blood on the right ear. So basically when Aaron and his sons were consecrated as priests, Moses had to slaughter the ram. He had to put the blood on the right ear, on the right big toe. It was all on the right side, right? And they've been talking about this with blood on the right ear with Donald Trump. Well, I'm going to read this to you for a different reason. So I'm going to read to you Leviticus 8:23 through 24. Moses slaughtered the ram and took some of its blood and put it on the lobe of Aaron's right ear, on the thumb of his right hand, and on the big toe of his right foot. Moses also brought Aaron's sons forward and put some of the blood on the lobes of their right ears, on the thumbs of their right hands, and on the big toes of their right feet. Then he splashed blood against the side of the altar. Before casting forth the blood round the altar in the usual manner, Moses took a portion of the blood and put some of it on the right extremities of each of the priests. This being performed with the blood of the peace offering has been supposed to figure the readiness of the priest who is at peace with Yahweh to hear with the ear and obey the divine word, to perform with the hand the sacred duties of his office, and to walk with the feet in the way of holiness. This is why they put the blood on the ears, on the right thumb, and on the right toe. Now, I know people have been talking a lot about this with the blood on Donald Trump's ear and him being struck in the ear and having to do a consecration. And I kind of understand that, but I wanted to read these scriptures to you for a different reason. It's Leviticus 8, 23 through 24. If you add 23 and 24, you get 47, which is the presidential race that we're in. So I want you to see this for a different reason, because yes, he was struck on the ear, but if you add 23 and 24, you get 47, and that's the presidential race that we are in right now. So I just wanted you to see that as well, that part of it. Now, there's also something I want to throw out there to you in the middle of all this. And on March 14th, I heard this and I wrote this down, and I actually have it timestamped in Microsoft Word. So I have this actually timestamped that I wrote this down. We're going to get a screenshot of it. And next time I'm on, I'll put it up because we actually have the timestamp of it. But I heard Manchurian Candidate. Now, I didn't know much about Manchurian Candidate, but I want to read to you what the premise of a Manchurian Candidate is and what it has to do with 1959. So the name comes from a 1959 political thriller adapted for the screen in 1962. Frank Sinatra was in it, and then Denzel Washington was in it in 2004. It involves a Korean War veteran who returned home a decorated war hero, but was actually captured, brainwashed, and given false memories by the Chinese. His handlers are maneuvering him to assassinate a leading candidate for president. Interesting, right? Thereby putting in place for the office his running mate, a Nixon or McCarthy-like villain who is being manipulated by his mother through more conventional means. But his false memories are wearing thin and he's starting to realize what really happened. The term has since come to be used to mean a politician who is stealthily and perhaps even unknowingly being used to advance the goals of a foreign power. So March 14th, 2024, I hear Manchurian Candidate, and it all surrounds an assassination attempt. And this was from 1959. This is when this first came out, this book. Do you know this is on CIA.gov? Do you know this book happens to be on CIA.gov? Don't believe me? Go look it up for yourself. It is there, which is a little creepy, I will admit, but it's there. And the fact that I heard this March 14th, 2024, and this is all about brainwashing somebody young to assassinate a leading candidate for president, I don't think is a coincidence. Here you go. The Manchurian Candidate. Yep. 1959. So that means it's 65 years since this book came out. 6 + 5 = 11. Shots were fired at 6:11 p.m. against that assassination attempt. Exodus 6:11 says, "Go tell Pharaoh, king of Egypt, to let the children of Israel go out of this land." Isn't that interesting? That's what Exodus 6:11 is. Go tell Pharaoh, king of Egypt, to let the children of Israel go out of this land. Genesis 6:11 says, "The earth was corrupt in God's sight, and the land was filled with violence," which is Hamas in Hebrew. So Genesis 6:11, "The earth was corrupt in God's sight, and the land was filled with violence." Isn't that interesting? Hosea 6:11. Also, O Judah, there is a harvest of divine judgment appointed for you when I restore the fortunes of my people who have been slaves to the misery of sin. So I wanted to show you a few other scripture verses with that that are just very interesting in how they all tied together. So we're almost done here because we're going to bring on, we have a couple of guests we're going to bring on here. So we're going to have to do this in two parts, but I want to get to the corpse flower. This is the last thing we're going to cover tonight. We have to cover this. I didn't even know this thing existed. I happened upon it suddenly. And let's put up the article for the corpse flower. Because it is astounding. Corpse flower season. Okay. So, stinky plant to bloom soon at the Huntington Library. Hunt. Corpse hunt. Okay? I just want you to keep that in mind. Corpse flower to bloom at the Huntington Library. Okay. The corpse flower, also known as the world's largest flower, will soon bloom at the Huntington Library, Art Museum, and Botanical Gardens in San Marino. The rare plant, which is scientifically referred to as, let's see if I can pronounce this, Amorphophallus titanum, blooms for only 24 hours every 2 to 3 years. So this plant does not bloom for 3 years. The year that all of this happens and the timing of Biden getting C-19 and stepping out of the race and the timing of them attempting to assassinate Donald Trump is the timing that this corpse flower, called a corpse flower, is meant to bloom. Now you tell me whether this is coincidence, because I don't think this is a coincidence one iota. And not only do I think this is not a coincidence, but the fact it's at the Huntington Museum, corpse hunt. You getting the picture? Because this is by no mistake, this flower has been put on display and set to bloom at a time where we have had assassination attempts. We have had leaders stepping down. We've had leaders getting C-19. We've had all of this crazy happening. That is when this flower is set to bloom. This is what I'm talking about. What goes on in the realm of the spirit affects the natural. And this thing is, this sucker is sitting there right now, just waiting to bloom. And apparently when it does, it stinks. And this is why it's called the corpse flower. But I wanted to make you aware of this because when I saw this, my jaw nearly dropped that the timing of this flower is set to bloom now in the middle of all of this. This is not coincidence, people. This is not. These things happen. They happen in tandem. They happen in clusters. They happen in certain... Someone said it smells like death. Probably right. That's why it's called the corpse flower. That's what I would think anyway. So... oh my goodness. I think we're going to end it with the corpse flower tonight. We're going to have a part two though. What is this? Oh, is this the, here it is. Okay. So this was the Daily Mail article that was broken initially where I had that prophecy that I read that four leaders have met in secret. Secret Democratic plot to replace Biden revealed how Clinton, Obama, Pelosi, and Schumer. How many leaders did the Lord say met in secret like a year and a half prior to this article breaking? Four. How many names are on there? Four. So just so you know, I don't know. I would have to go back up and try to find and see exactly where it was that this was said, but it was probably said in the past 2 years, because that's what I'm guessing, in the past 2 or 3 years, because a lot of these prophetic words are from there. But that was the Daily Mail article we were talking about. Sadie, you're walking all over this computer, honey. And so thank you for finding that for me, because that was something else. So that did break right before all of this. So that article breaks right before the assassination attempt, right before Biden steps out of office. That article actually came first. So I just wanted to make sure you saw that. And I think that's where We're going to stop for part one. We have part two we're going to do later on in the week. There is so much more we have to go through with you, but we have to do this in two parts. So what we're going to do is, because they've been waiting in the wings here, we've got Deborah and Juliana. I'm going to have them weigh in on this from Givaderm, because they've been listening.
Hello. Thank you for having us on.
Hi. Oh, so good to see you. We've missed you.
I miss you. Thank you. Thank you. So you've heard what I was talking about.
It's crazy.
Isn't it?
Oh, yeah. It's nuts. And I love how the Lord is involved in every aspect of life. We think, you know, oh, we're going to categorize it. We can't do that. It's amazing. The corpse flower. Oh, my goodness gracious.
I couldn't believe that when I saw that. Oh. I was like, you have got to be kidding me. This is just the icing on the cake.
Absolutely crazy.
Of all the crazy that's happening.
Oh my goodness. What a powerful word too. Boy, oh boy, oh boy.
Wow. Well, thank you. Well, you
know, blown us away today.
Well, praise. I'm sweating over here. I am. I'm heating up over here. And that's what happened.
I guess.
When the Holy Spirit's on you. You probably could not use the corpse flower in your products because they would smell hideous.
I don't think your products smell
wonderful.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you.
Maybe we can make a special edition and send it to a few people. Corpse flower.
I think that's a good idea.
That might be a great idea.
Okay, so these ladies have Givaderm. You know, I talk about it a lot, Givaderm. I use it all the time. Chris started stealing my stuff.
I love that.
So when they would send me my package, Chris would start picking off and going, this is mine, this is mine. So they were gracious enough to make a little package now and send it for Chris.
We do.
So Chris gets a package now too. And actually, I started using the Mother Slugger. That's the name of it, Mother Slugger. For a primer for my makeup.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Oh, no wonder it looks so good.
Yeah, I started using it as a primer.
That's amazing.
That's brilliant. I stumbled upon that myself after I literally just the morning after, and I put it on, and then I didn't do anything to my face. I just put it straight on my foundation. It's incredible. I was shocked.
Yep, it is. Yep, the bamboo mist too. I'll use as a setting spray for
makeup. Yep, that's brilliant. Mm-hmm. I love that.
So I do that too. Yep. So I've been finding little hacks.
Yeah. So our scrub is particularly beautiful for midsummer, like right where we are right now.
Yeah.
It really is. It's an incredible polisher, but it does a lot more than that. I think people sometimes think, oh, a scrub, people have mixed emotions about it, but ours is actually a detoxifier as well, because it has our proprietary clay blend in it. Plus it's oxygenating. So it does an incredible job of actually pulling toxins and impurities out of the skin, which is obviously in turn, you know, part like just the lymphatic system is just underneath the skin. So it's an incredible detoxifier that is, I think, maybe doesn't have enough attention as far as the scrub itself. So it's great.
But you know, one of my favorite summer hacks is the Titan Your Assets mask. Whenever you get a bug bite, or if you get an irritation like poison ivy, you put the mask on it and it starts pulling all that out. I got stung by a bee, like right here. And I thought it's going to swell up. It's going to look terrible. Juliana said, put some of the mask on, Mom, try it. Never did swell, never made a big thing. It was one little tiny dot after the mask. Wow. So we've had a lot of people, ant bites, chiggers, poison ivy, stings.
And we're in that season for it.
We are.
They're out and about. I'm rescuing bees out of the pool right now.
There you go.
Because we need them to pollinate.
Yeah,
so
absolutely.
I've been rescuing
bees.
Them.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes.
One of our team members is she is just passionate about bees, and I think they're absolutely fantastic, but I didn't know there was so much to know about bees until I started speaking with her. So she's, anytime that we're trying to new formulas or trying, you know, with our formulator going back and forth, we want to make sure that it's zero cruelty to bees as well. And so it's really fascinating, but yeah, we absolutely have to have honeybees for sure.
Yeah, we do.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
My name actually means bee. It does.
Really?
Yes.
Yep.
I thought, you know, my sister's name is Donna, and she gets beautiful lady or something like that. Whenever I found out what my name meant, it was Deborah. Deborah meant bee. And I thought, oh, until I figured out what they do, and they go around and spread little yummy things all around. So I thought, okay, I'll take it.
Yeah. They absolutely do. You kind of do too, but you send it in packages. You spread
there you go. There you go.
But you send it in packages, and I use all of it. I mean, the whole facial line I use, and I use it twice a day. So I do the facial line in the morning, but then at night I use the Uplift, right? And I use the Mother Plumper, and that's what I use at night. And it works amazing. And Chris uses the eye cream. I use the eye cream too, but Chris really likes
the eye cream and the
body lotion. That's what he's always, and your bar soap. He's always asking me if you've sent more soap.
It's real.
And I'm like, I've got a drawer full of soap, Chris, that they've sent for me.
So you can go to the store and get your soap. I love it. I know. I give my brother a hard time. He has this huge beard and I give him a hard time. I'm like, man, you know, how much soap are you going to go through? And my sister-in-law says the same thing. He just goes through soap like nobody's business. So anyway, but yeah, I mean, I don't know. I thought that I would just mention too, that one of the beauties of, I think there's a lot of awareness of zero toxicity and maybe there's the significance there. Like some people understand and some people don't, but you know, the lymphatic system is really the trash can of the body and it really is just underneath our skin. And so it picks up on every little thing, whether it's exhaust fumes when you're walking through a parking lot or whether chemtrails, or whether or not it's, you know, it doesn't matter what it is, or if it's some sort of random lotion that you put on in a public bathroom, it picks up on toxins and impurities. And so it's going to go to work instantly trying to fight and pull out all those toxins and impurities. So I don't know if there are a lot of people out there that they may be fully educated on the significance of what zero toxicity means, but it really does mean that it's all 100% going to the health of your body, the health of your skin. And it's really creating, this is actually a permeable organ. And I think that there, not everybody knows that. They think it's kind of like saran wrap or something like that.
It's not.
And it's not at all. And it picks up on every little thing, whether it's even just like, alcohol-based hand sanitizers, right? Mm-hmm. It's just going to go after and try to really filter stuff. So I really feel for women, especially, of course our guys are, they are as intuitive, if not more than women, but especially women that have, they're not putting together that they might be putting 30 to 50 chemicals on their bodies and when or in mm-hmm. their body when they're brushing their teeth or whatever else. And I'll tell you, we just recently went to a business conference and I was speaking with a guy there and I said, you know, can I tell you a gross story? And he was like, yeah. And I said, I saw this YouTube video on this woman, doing like cleaning hacks, and she took Barbasol, okay, like just a shaving cream Barbasol, and she sprayed the toilet, sprayed underneath the rim, sprayed all around it, sprayed the grout, sprayed the ceiling, everything. And she said the great thing about Barbasol is that it has all pretty much mimics the same chemicals, it has the same chemicals in it that the really harsh toilet cleaners do, and it's high a lot end. Cheaper.
So if you're putting Barbasol on your face or your legs, you're putting harsh cleaning chemicals into your body. Just so everybody knows, this is what they're saying.
Right. Yeah, and the toilet cleaned up beautifully, by the way.
It was sparkling. It was sparkling. And it was really funny because the guy I was speaking with, he goes, oh, man. He starts rubbing his cheeks. He goes, that's what I used this morning because I was stuck using whatever was in the hotel. So anyway, it was really funny because that's why we're here. We're trying to raise awareness everywhere. That there really are safe options. And when my mom was going through her health crisis, we found that, you know, we figured out that, gosh, you know, the stuff that's out there that was clean enough didn't work. And what worked wasn't clean enough. And it was just this, I was very, very disillusioned. And then you realize that Big Pharma is involved and there are so many. Yeah, I mean, if you go up the line, you're seeing that this is like, wow.
Really, really discouraged.
I mean, I may have mentioned this before, but I spoke with one of Amanda's fans at one point and I said, hey, she said, well, I just use Neutrogena to wash my face. I said, well, you know that they're a multinational company, right? They're not manufactured in the United States. And she just went, what? And I said, yeah. And she goes, are you serious? I said, I'm dead serious. She goes, I'm pitching it. What do I need? And I just went, you know, I told her a good place to start. But, you know, I do really like to talk about that because that is the fuel, you know, behind the fire here, that like our motivation is to get clean things on men and women that will actually cause them to be healthier and not actually add to the burden of their body.
It cooperates with your body.
And that's just a huge passion of mine. It's like
eating good food.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. So,
well, it is. This is, I call it food for your face because it is.
You're right.
It is definitely food for your face and it is very effective. So it is not less effective. than the ones that have harsher chemicals in it. It is very effective. It works very well. And you don't have to worry about what's going into your skin. Mm-hmm. You don't have to be concerned that chemicals or other things that could potentially hurt you are going into your skin because it's all natural. And so it's pet safe also. So we have a lot of pets around here. We have a lot of animals running around at the Ark. So we don't have to worry just in case one of the animals were to get into them. We don't have to worry about the toxicity factor.
That's true.
Well, and I just wanted to say, I'm so sorry for your losses this week. We were so heavy. We were listening to the first part of this and we were all in tears and we just, I'm so sorry.
We were praying. I'm so sorry.
I appreciate that. Yeah. It is hard, you know, and we go through it. And when you have a sanctuary, you know, you go through that and it's a call and it's hard and you just walk it out with the Lord.
You do such a good job, Amanda. I remember at the gala, and by the way, I'd love you to have another gala soon because we had so much fun.
We did.
But at the gala, you just went through what your routines are, what you do, how much you give to these.
Oh, I do morning feed 7 days a week here, people. When I'm home, I do morning feed 7 days a week before I get right in my office to pray and study. I am out there. I'm around the house feeding the animals, walking animals, letting parrots out of cages. I mean, I do. So I do that 7 days a week. So I'm very involved in it. You know, it's not kind of like, and at night, it's me. So when I'm home at night, it's, you know.
That's amazing. Yes. Honestly, it's so inspiring.
Such a good job.
Thank you. You're
just anointed. And boy, what a beautiful sanctuary you have.
We were so inspired. We were like, wonder how we can make a satellite sanctuary in Nashville or like whatever. We were just like, we can partner with Amanda. We know we can. For sure we can. We're like, So we're really excited. We want to help you. We want to help you get that. What are your goals? You said you wanted to build a barn, right? Is that your next? Yeah. Everybody needs to know that when they purchase with promo code ARC10, that it's going toward helping you get that barn. And I just honestly, like, we were so pumped. We were just like, man, we want to do whatever we can to try to, help you because it's a beautiful thing. And the way that you speak about the animals and
to see them too. It's just beautiful.
Well, they're life, you know, God made life. So it's precious to me. So I fight for it.
Yeah. I love it.
So I have a clear conscience. At the end, that I did everything I could in my power, and then it was left to the Lord.
That's absolutely
decided. And so, I walked away from Diesel because he was the one in the hospital with a clean conscience that I did everything with the doctors. The doctors got to do things they normally don't get to do, they said, because people don't want to do that more. But I was willing to, if it was going to give him a chance to turn the corner.
100%.
I was incredible.
You did a beautiful
That's
job.
That's incredible.
Just a beautiful job.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that. I do. And, some of the animals that come here, they come here in the end stages
of
their life, and we're meant to just love them through it. You know what I mean? It's sort of like a hospice.
Yes,
absolutely.
For animals, when we get them in the end stage of their life and you're doing hospice care, it's kind of, it's hard and it's, but they need somebody to love them through that.
True. And they've been rejected often and left and abandoned.
Yeah. Yes.
And for you to embrace them and give them a loving home it's so beautiful.
When you do rescue, the best part of doing it is that I notice this in animal rescue a lot. So if you're going to rescue, you have to do it out of a place of you once being maybe abandoned or rejected, but you're whole. You know what I mean?
Yes.
You're whole now. So you're rescuing out of a whole place of, I understand where that was, but in a lot of animal rescue, I see these people, they're still in a broken place, and you have broken people rescuing broken animals.
And
it makes sometimes for not a good combination.
Yes.
So I say you always want to rescue them out of a whole place of, I understand what that it was like to be that. And so because I understand that, but I'm not there anymore.
Yeah.
You know, that is the place where I'm rescuing out of.
I love
and
that.
Trying to help pull them out of.
So incredible.
Yeah.
So incredible.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, there just aren't enough words to say how much we appreciate what you're doing.
I appreciate that. I do. Maybe you should think about a pet product next.
Hey, actually, we are.
Yeah,
we are
on the animals here at the sanctuary.
Yes,
don't.
And I don't mean animal testing. I mean, let it try it out. It's all natural, people. It's all natural.
Absolutely. Right. I would love to get some of our proprietary clay blend on some of these Even dogs and cats, I think they would benefit tremendously. And then I thought about it, I was like, horses would benefit. Like, I just kept going through. I'm like, that's definitely something that don't tell, you know, just try to keep it under wraps. You know what I'm saying?
Don't tell anybody.
since this isn't live or anything, we'll just,
keep it under wraps.
Okay. But that would be super fun. And when it's the right time, we would love, if it's not an imposition, we would love to just come visit and see everything.
Yeah, we would.
Oh, sure.
And, you know,
we would love that.
Maybe
we
perhaps
could help out.
That's right.
We could help out.
Maybe perhaps
we'll
not this week.
Give a Derm ladies meeting Noble and all of them. It's going to be
that's great.
Film it and it's going to be very funny.
That'd be
awesome. So we will do that. Absolutely.
You know what? Maybe they could be our beta testers. Maybe I could, you know, put some soap on Noble and we can.
Well, you can't. Oh, he'll let you. Oh, he'll have the tie. He'll throw himself on the ground.
That's right.
And he'll just lay there. That's right. He'll just let you do whatever.
I could give him a massage since I'm a massage
therapist.
I could do it.
You know that.
Oh, he'd be in love, Noble. You know, Noble's kind of like, you know, you got to be careful with him. It's hot out. There's a kiddie pool. He's like Shamu. He goes down, you better get out of the way because you are going to get slashed to no end.
That's so funny.
Ladies, well, we're going to hear, we have the info up on the screen.
Awesome.
Yes. ArcofGrace.org/ministry-partners. Use promo code ARC10 for a 10% discount. Their products are amazing and they really do work.
Yes, they sure do. So I would highly recommend right now in this season, our body edition, because it's got our lotion, our soap and a scrub your ash off. And that was ASH, scrub your ash off. And, and it's just a great midsummer treat for your body. So for sure. But yes, absolutely. Promo code ARC10. And it's just an honor to partner with you, Amanda. Yes, you're such a treasure.
Yeah. And do remember that the code is reusable. So as often as you use that code, you're going to save 10% and Amanda will benefit as well.
Well, thank you. Thank you, ladies, so much for joining us tonight. We love you.
We love you so
much.
We love
you. We'll be praying for you.
Can't wait to see you.
God bless you. There's so much fun. The Give a Derm ladies, when they come on, you can talk to them about a variety of things and they love animals. So that helps too, because we can chat it up with them. So thank you everyone for joining us tonight. You're loving Hosea 6:11, Denise. Yes, I am too. That's why I went looking at other scripture verses for that very reason. And so thank you for putting that in the chat. All right, guys, we're almost at an hour and a half. We're going to end it right here. We'll come part two. We're going to have this week. So we have more info to get into. It's going to be a part two. Look for the announcement. So God bless everyone. Armor up according to Ephesians chapter 6 every day. Also, Psalm 91 every day. I say it every single day, as well as Psalm 51. I say multiple times a week, create in me a clean heart, O God. There's also Psalm 1. Blessed is a man who walks not in the counsel of the wicked or stands in the way where sinners walk or sits in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord. It's that. Okay. You also have Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not be in want. And Psalm 34 and 35. Psalm 35 is you contend with those who contend with me, O Lord. You fight against those who fight against me. I take up shield and buckler and stand up for my help. It's that psalm. Also, Ephesians 1 and 3, wonderful to read, but also from the Believer's Authority, the first few pages has those scriptures from those chapters that I say every single day, the Believer's Authority by Kenneth Hagin. Also, the Lord's Prayer, I encourage you in. So we do that. So we encourage you to read the word, to speak the word, to use the sword of the Spirit, and do what we have been called as the body to do and use the authority of the believer that we have been given through Christ Jesus. So thank you everyone for joining us tonight. I appreciate all your condolences. I really very much do. Just continue to pray for us and pray for the animals. You know, we don't know who we're getting next. And when the Lord sends, it could be an animal, you know, that's very well. It could be an animal that's not so well that we actually, you know, have to put a lot of care into. So we thank you for everyone for joining us tonight. God bless you. Have a wonderful rest of your evening. Keep the faith. We'll be on later on in the week. Hello, everyone. Amanda Grace here. So, as many of you know, Dr. Mark Sherwood and Dr. Michelle Sherwood of the Functional Medical Institute are mine and Chris's doctors. And so I went to Dr. Sherwood with a problem that I was seeing, not only with what I was going through, but with what other women were going through concerning their metabolism, concerning energy, concerning their hormones. And so we put our heads together and we are very happy now to finally be able to present to you Rapha for women. Rapha means healer in Hebrew. So it is an ode to the Lord because he is our healer. He put things in the earth that help heal us. And so Rapha is a product that was created for that. It also helps by helping with a healthy metabolism and natural hormones, as well as it helps balance fatigue, it helps with weight gain, night sweats, mood swings, blood sugar issues, and more. It is all natural, and I find more and more people are going into the natural arena in order to find solutions to issues that they're going through. So if you'd like to learn more, you can go to www.arcofgrace.org/ministry-partners to learn more about Rafa today. God bless. Hey everyone, Amanda Grace here. If you are looking for advice on financial matters, if you think gold and silver might be right for you, go to bh-pm.com today. Andrew Sorcini of Beverly Hills Precious Metals, who has been on Ark of Grace many times and loves to answer our viewer questions, is here with his team to answer all of your gold and silver needs. Whether you want to buy gold and silver, whether you have questions to see if it's right for you, whether you are looking to roll over retirement accounts, go to bh-pm.com today. And Andrew and his team will be more than happy to assist you with all of your needs. If you want to support an amazing patriot and be a blessing, go to MyPillow.com today and use promo code ARK, A-R-K, to save up to 66% or more off of all MyPillow products. They have pillows, of course, but they are so much more than pillows. They have sheets, they have slippers, they have bathrobes, they even have dog beds. And a fun fact for all of you, Noble, one of our pigs at our animal sanctuary, has indeed slept on a MyPillow dog bed. So if you want to be a blessing, you can go to MyPillow.com today and use promo code ARK. Hey everybody, Amanda Grace here. Many of you have been curious and have asked about what skincare products I use. In fact, we have had many emails come in about this, so I am happy to be able to now share this with you. This is Givaderm. It is all natural. It is food for your face. Wonderful skincare line owned and operated by believers. I love that these products are nourishing. They are free of chemicals and they are safe for not only me, but also the animals. And as you know, we have many of them running around here at the Ark. So I don't have to worry if any of them were to accidentally get into them. What goes on our skin goes into our bodies. So it's important to put on our skin what nourishes and heals. Kind of like what we should put in our soul, what nourishes and heals it, which is the word. Our bodies are temples. We have to be careful what we put on them and in them. My favorite products are Uplift and the eye cream, which I have right here. However, I use their entire line. It is amazing and it is very effective. So if you'd like to learn more or contact Givaderm, go to arcofgrace.org/ministry-partners and you can use promo code ARK10 for a 10% discount.